A young man in a downtown apartment.
Congratulations. You've demonstrated your desire to succeed by making it to disc 5 in my series, Making It Big the Dockery Way. Let's get started. Success in business relies on strict adherence to a simple maxim. Never sell anyone what they need. Sell them what they want.
The handsome dark-haired guy stands before a mirror rolling a fur collector over his suit. He frowns at his shaggy dog.
Would you buy it? Your service. Would you use it?
Fielder's choice. The man, Philip, in his 30s, leans towards the mirror, peering up his nostrils. Chad Lowe.
Then he became president.
Marin Hinkle, Kaysun Ray, Charles Napier. Philip gathers brightly coloured artwork into a portfolio and passes his dog on his way to the open-plan kitchen.
Expected buyers will be drawn to your self-confidence. If they sense doubt in you, they will look elsewhere.
Caesar,
take up a hobby.
I forgive you.
He drops the dog hair in the bin and runs his finger over the swish modern kitchen worktops, looking for dust.
Well-rounded and personable, trumps are narrow and boring every time. Do you like money? Who doesn't?
Philip turns off his stereo and pats the beige-coloured dog.
Good. Good. Be a good dog, Caesar. All right.
Philip opens the door and turns back to Caesar.
You're a good dog. Stay.
Philip strolls towards the lift. An attractive brunette in hospital scrubs emerges from the lift and passes him. The doors close.
Dynamite suit, Philip.
You like? It's an outrageously overpriced DKNY.
Actually, it's Armani.
Do you think we could skip to the part where we acknowledge that the 4 months we dated were just a big waste of time?
No. I hate that part.
So you want to grab a pizza tonight? I could maybe pick up a movie.
I would love to, but I really do have to work late.
What? It's Friday night.
Can I say, you're right, I do work too hard. Oh, and by the way, it was more like 4.5 months.
The lift doors close him in, a smart, open-plan office.
Renee, I got it. Oh, right. Take a look. Do you think the letters pop?
Smartly dressed men and women wander around with advertising merchandise, slogans, and campaign material.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. That's not my job.
Sure, here it is.
A framed photo of Caesar sits beside racks of felt-tipped pens on Philip's desk in his swanky, neat office. Philip sits adding the finishing touches to the sketch of a helicopter carrying a taco. He snaps the lid of his pen back on and returns it to the rack, carefully aligning the label with the others to face him. A bespectacled guy watches Philip pin the picture to a board beside others with the slogans hot and fiery.
Wow, Philip. Those are super.
Did you hear anything?
You know, I'd say that you could do those faster on a computer, but what the hell do I know? I mean, you're the one who left early last night.
I was here until 10 o'clock, and then I went home and I worked until midnight.
Midnight? Midnight. Yeah. That's about when JD strolled into my office. Next thing you know, we were kicking around ideas. Now he's all fired up.
What did he say?
Oh dear.
Nerdy Lou has broken Philip's Rubik's Cube.
Hey, did he already decide to present your idea? Am I wasting my time here?
JD.
Philip finds Lou on the sofa in the boss's office.
JD, here's a concept that I came up with last night after I left work, which was around 10 o'clock. No, actually, you know what? It was more like 10:30.
Philip, have a seat.
Philip leaves his sketches on jowly grey-haired JD's desk and settles at the other end of the long leather sofa to Lou.
Gentlemen, the big pitch is upon us. Your first meeting with Cowboy Bob will take place next Wednesday at the focus group. That means you have less than 1 week. If we land Cowboy Bob's tacos, I'm gonna need someone to make decisions on a day-to-day basis, take the restaurant worldwide. If it were up to me, you'd both be promoted to creative director, but there's only room for one of you up top. Many of your co-workers' jobs are depending on this account. Lou, you'll pitch your ideas next Friday. And Philip, you'll have your shot the following Monday. Good luck, gentlemen. Make me proud.
A man in a cowboy hat who smells like chicken is here to see you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Hufford. It's the client. Offer him some coffee, show him into the main conference room. I'll be right there.
Back in his apartment, Phillips sits sketching at his desk. He drops his pencil down as he looks towards the door, then rises and wanders over to look through the peephole. He rolls his eyes as he lets a skinny red-haired woman in.
Philip? Ah, oh, I knew you'd be home on a Friday night. Always working, always the go-getter. I'm so glad you're here. Otherwise, I'd have to bring Zach, and he hates crowds.
What are you talking about?
I just got a call from the San Diego Institute of Art. They want to show my work. Can you believe it? And I have a big, big, big favor I need repaid.
No favors. I'm really very busy right
now. The corners of this table are as sharp as nails. What do you have here for food?
An old wheel of brie?
I keep an eye out for anything breakable near the front door.
Why?
A brown-haired, fresh-faced boy's in the doorway.
Hi, Zach.
Don't worry, honey. The gravity is very good in here. I checked.
Gravity?
It's only for the weekend, and you guys are going to have a great time together.
What? No. Not okay. No. I got a big presentation that I'm preparing for.
Oh, come on, little brother. You and Zach are two peas in a pod. How many favors have I done for you?
One? Or... two? A couple?
Trust me. I know exactly what I'm doing. Now, I'm gonna call you tomorrow.
Yo, why me?
You're his uncle. It's about time the two of you spend some time together.
No, I can't take care of a kid like Zach. I mean,
he's 8. You were 8 once too, remember? Don't you think I feel bad about leaving him here? You'll be fine. Now, you two have a good time together. Okay? I love you both.
She kneels before Zach.
You'll be fine, too. I love you so much.
The boy hugs her forlornly. She rises and breezes out.
Joe. He's hungry. Bye!
What do you want for dinner?
A waiter attends them at a table in a plush restaurant.
I'll have the salmon well done, not too crispy, 3 lemon wedges on the side, and sauce on the side.
Zach looks at Philip sheepishly as the waiter turns to him.
And for you? A cheeseburger and french fries for the little guy. Thank you.
Zach rolls a tennis ball around on his plate as he frowns at his burger. Philip looks at him despairingly as he squeezes lemon over his fish.
Come on, what kid doesn't love french fries?
Zach stares at Philip coldly. Philip pushes an empty trolley as he follows Zach down the aisles of a busy supermarket.
Hey, how about an apple? Zach, a nice mango. Cantaloupe? Power bar. Cliff bar? Metrics bar.
Zach dumps a packeted pizza base in the trolley.
No. Pizza crust? No.
Zach puts another pack in.
No, it's late. Listen, by the time I get you home and cook this thing and get the cheese to melt, it's going to be breakfast time and...
Zach slams another one in and storms off.
Zach, please. To be pizza?
They drive back to the apartment's underground car park.
All right. We're here, Zach. We made it, safe and sound.
Zach's asleep.
Zach? Hey, come on.
Philip walks round to the passenger side of his convertible.
Come on, buddy.
Philip tosses aside a scrap of pizza base, then carries Zach to bed in his apartment.
Okay. Here you go. Come here.
Zach's head lolls as he sits on the bed. Philip takes off Zach's jacket. Still clothed and wearing his shoes, Zach flops onto his side. Philip pulls the covers up over him and tucks Zach in. Philip wanders away from the bed across his open-plan apartment to where Caesar sits by the couch.
Caesar. What do you think? You think we can make it through the weekend?
Caesar's looking at a picture of himself on the table. 8:32. Philip's asleep.
The CEO of a major corporation told me once that he never intended to do business with me and went so far as to tell his assistant to never put my calls through.
Philip sits up in bed and turns off his alarm clock CD.
I had a meeting.
Now I know this is hard for you, but I just want you to watch. Don't touch this guy.
Zach's in the lounge with tennis balls.
Okay, the gravity is good in here, but we have to check every day. Otherwise, we'll fall off the earth and into the sky and float away with the airplanes into the wild blue yonder. And who will take care of us then?
Good morning.
Zach suppresses a smile.
What are you hungry for? Don't say pizza.
Cereal.
Well, that I can make. You want to help?
Zach returns to stacking balls in a pyramid.
Hey, Zach, listen. I have got a lot of work to do today, all right? So I really need you to cooperate.
I can't eat until all my tennis balls are in place.
Come in!
Is Caesar ready for his walk?
A brunette bursts in with three dogs on leashes.
That's Bernadette. She's dog walker.
Who's that cute little boy?
That's my nephew, Zach.
Philip? That's so sweet. I had no idea.
Yeah, listen. Do you think that you could watch him for me today? I'll pay you.
Bernadette frowns and mouths to speak.
I can watch him till 1.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Now, let's see. I'm gonna watch you and walk my clients at the same time.
Zach scampers along beside Bernadette, who's leading a pack of dogs through the park on leads.
Oh, good, Zach! You're the dog!
Philip's back at his desk with his felt tips. He colours in a garish drawing of a taco in a swimming pool with the slogan HOT in capitals. He rubs his chin as he studies his work, nodding. He replaces the pen, arranging it neatly, and takes another before taking another half-finished cartoon-style ad from his pile. Back in the park.
Hey, Dana, come on, keep going. Oh, God, stay, please.
Zach runs smiling with the dogs as they chase after a cat, dragging Bernadette along behind. Back at Philip's apartment.
Why? Cats can climb trees.
Wait a minute, what's going on? I thought that Bernadette was watching you until 1.
That's what I thought.
I can't watch you right now. I've got work to do.
Mom said you'd take me to the airport to watch the planes today.
Airport? No, I cannot take you to the...
Where's my mom?
She's at her art show, and she's going to be back on...
I'm bored.
Jeez, yesterday I couldn't get you to say a word. Now I can't get you to shut...
Mom says my mouth runs a mile a minute.
Your mouth, huh?
Philip puts the cap back on his pen with an exasperated smile. At the deserted ad agency office...
More taffy!
Zach grabs a handful of the promotional sweets.
Taffy, taffy, taffy!
He sits at a table in Philip's office while Philip works at his desk.
It's music to my ears. Thank God for taffy.
Philip turns back to his work. It's dark as Zach and Philip return to the apartment.
Hey, Caesar.
Zach sits on the sofa as Philip trudges over to the answer phone on his desk.
You have one unheard message. Sent today at 1:02 p.m. First unheard message.
Hey, Zach, Billy Dilly. Hello from sunny San Diego. ago. The show is amazing. Just about everybody stopped by to see my art. I've even had a few offers. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll be home tomorrow, Zach. I love you. Be good to your Uncle Philip and let him get some work done. I told you how he gets sometimes. Okay? Bye. End of messages.
Zach nods, beaming, as Philip scowls at the phone. Zach wanders over to a framed photo of Caesar on a shelf and takes it back to the glass coffee table, where he places it again before the dog.
Now you can see yourself whenever you want.
Cars pass along the lamplit street below the apartment. Inside, Zach smiles at Philip as they both work on drawings with their felt tips. Zach follows as Philip traipses to answer the door to a middle-aged guy and a boy.
Henry! Let's play!
Cool!
Roy, you remember we met about a year ago at Zach's party?
Yeah, Roy, I remember you. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Did Jill send you to check up on me?
No.
Well, you wanna...
Come in?
No, actually, you mind if we talk out in the hallway just for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, no problem. What's going on?
Philip has been in an accident.
It's Jill. She was in a car accident.
When?
Well, it happened this afternoon in San Diego.
Okay, is she all right?
She died, Philip.
Philip's brows knit together as he looks at Roy aghast. Eyes roving in shock.
I don't understand.
Sorry, man. I just wanted to tell you in person. The police, they were looking for Zach, and since I ran the daycare center, they called me.
I love your model
plane. What am I supposed to tell Zach? Sorry.
Roy lays a consoling hand on Philip's shoulder as Philip looks in through the apartment door at Zach playing with a toy aeroplane in the lounge. The lights of the city twinkle outside as Philip now sits alone at his desk in his apartment, gazing at a framed snapshot of Zach and his mother, Jill, smiling in the sunshine. Philip lowers the photo and hangs his head. Philip drives Zach down a freeway in his Mercedes convertible. Now they head down a road through scrubby hills.
Whee!
Zach waves his hands above the open roof. Zach waits outside as Philip's in a stuffy lawyer's office.
I hope I'm not ruining your weekend.
Not at all. I feel horrible about what happened.
The lawyer's tubby and bald.
Doesn't make any sense.
How's Zach?
He doesn't know yet.
You're aware that Zach has a learning disability, right? It says here he was examined at age 3. And I know that Jill always thought that he was misdiagnosed.
I just think she had a hard time accepting it.
What she was most concerned with was the consequences of Zach being labeled.
What kind of consequences?
Any number of things. The boy might be required to attend a special school, take certain medications. It could have far-reaching effects, especially if he was misdiagnosed.
Philip stands and gazes at Zach in the next room.
So, what happens to him now?
He'll go to his legal guardian.
Well, his only living relative is his Aunt Rose in Fresno.
Rose isn't who Jill had in mind.
Who else is there?
The lawyer fixes Philip with a somber look as he slides a typed document from a file and hands it to Philip. Philip reads the will and sees his name under the petition of custody.
Me?
The lawyer nods.
No, I think that Rose would be better. I mean, she's got kids, she lives in the country. I really think Zach would be better with Rose.
Philip looks at his mobile, Blue Diamond calling.
Listen, I couldn't even take care of him for one weekend. How am I supposed to do this?
You learn. Philip? You can do this. Jill wouldn't have chosen you if she didn't have faith in you.
Tears well in Philip's eyes. He nods forlornly.
This is your home, right?
Roger that.
Philip drives Zack into the dusty drive of a bungalow set amid acacia trees and smothered in bric-a-brac. A wind chime flutters in the breeze as Philip follows Zack onto the veranda. Zack pulls a key from under a flower pot and opens the front door. The house is gloomy inside. Zack pats a toy dog.
Hi, Herbert.
The dog's head wobbles on a spring. Zack wanders off down the hall, leaving Philip to look around at the knick-knacks and paintings smothering the walls. He studies anatomical drawings of aeroplanes, then eyes the jumbles of oil paints and brushes cluttering a desk. Philip turns to study a canvas on an easel behind him. It's an abstract work of reddish colour with a cluster of pebble-like objects at the top. Philip wanders on towards a guitar on a sofa bed, brushing his hand on the pillow. He eyes a photo of Zack and Jill smiling. Zack's playing with toy planes in his room.
You doing all right in here?
Wanna play?
Posters of planes line the walls. Philip picks up a pad.
Where'd you learn to draw like this?
Mom taught me. Just like she taught you.
Now, that was a long time ago. Mom's a good teacher, isn't she?
What are we doing here anyway?
Well, we came to get your stuff.
How come?
Philip sits on the bed, staring ahead as Zack walks past with a plane.
Zack, your mom is not coming home today.
Why didn't you tell me?
You were playing with Caesar?
What did she say?
She said she's still in San Diego and she loves you.
Is she coming home tomorrow?
Philip's forced smile wilts as he puts Zack's case on the bed.
Come on. You gotta get packed.
Philip stops in the doorway and looks back as Zack puts his sketch pad and planes in the small case. Philip wanders through to the kitchen. He stands at the fridge, binning old food. He shuts the fridge door and tenderly takes down one of the snapshots of Jill tacked there. He nods as he looks at the photo, then shakes his head.
How am I supposed to tell him?
Tell me what?
Oh. Just, what a good time I'm having with you this weekend.
Zack smiles, then frowns as he takes a jar of pickles from the bin.
We need these for hamburger night. I'm having a fun weekend too.
Philip pats Zack's back as he ushers the lad from the kitchen. Philip sorts a pile of letters. He tosses the letters down, then catches sight of a handwritten sheet taped to a cabinet marked Weekly Menu. He takes it down. It ranges through burgers and Chinese to fried chicken and Mexican.
Friday. Pizza night.
Zack emerges with cases and a large brown bag.
What do you got in here? Tennis balls.
Just in case.
Right. Time to go.
We need to take my dog.
No, I'm not putting that thing in my place.
It's Herbert.
I don't even really want it in my car. Look, Zack, it'll scratch the interior, the leather, right? Come on, you get your tennis balls. Hey, it's takeoff time.
Zach hugs the toy dog, made from sculpted sheet metal, then traipses out after Philip. Disheveled as he dresses for work, Philip knocks on an apartment door. His ex, the brunette from the lift, answers.
I need a huge favor.
What happened to you?
Zach peers round the corner.
Who's that?
Oh, that's my sister's kid, Zach.
You have a nephew?
Yeah. Can we get into that a little later? I really need a babysitter right now.
Okay, let me guess. You have a big meeting this afternoon.
Holly, I really need your help. Zach, no, please stop doing that. Look, you're putting marks all over the wall.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I have to get to the hospital in an hour.
Just call in sick.
Unbelievable. You'll never change.
Wait.
You know, you should babysit. Maybe it would give you a little sense of responsibility.
Philip glances at Zach down the hall.
My sister just died.
What? Oh, my God, what happened?
She was in a car accident.
Is he all right?
I haven't told him yet.
Where's his father?
Now, who knows? He's been out of the picture for a long time.
God, I wish I could help you out. I'm in surgery. I don't know what to say. Have you looked into daycare?
Zach leans against the wall nervously as they look at him. Philip leads Zach into a playground.
Oh, this is great. Look at that great swing set over there. You'll play on the swing set while I talk to this nice lady. Excuse me. Okay, go ahead. Go on. Just go play with all the nice kids. Hey, I'll be right here. Zach? Yeah, I need to leave my nephew with you for the day.
We're not accepting any more children right now.
He's an angel. Mom. You'll never even know he's here.
I've got 30 kids and we're short-handed today.
Wait, excuse me, you're a state-run daycare center. I pay my taxes. My nephew needs your assistance.
Maxwell, leave Erica alone.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm sorry, it's really crazy here today.
The carer turns away.
Don't eat the sand. Lori, do not eat the sand.
Zach scampers back to Philip.
Get down, Piggy.
Philip shoves him back towards the car in exasperation. They sit in the car park staring at the playground.
Thanks for not leaving me there.
You're welcome.
Zach strolls into the Blue Diamond ad agency office beside Philip. They stop at the receptionist's desk.
Morning. Listen now, we're only going to be here for a few minutes, okay? So just, you know what? You can just spend the time reading through last month's media reports, right?
Zach's eyes light up as he spots a Segway scooter. He dashes off.
Some people find these fascinating.
Zach puts the helmet on and zooms through the office. He slams into the taffy promotion. Then into JD's secretary's desk.
Does this belong to you?
No. Yes. Temporarily.
Oh, he's indebted to me for a cup of chamomile tea. Oh, schmutzy, my cat. Look at the picture. Oh, dear.
She'll be okay.
Oh,
Zach, what did you do?
I crashed into the old lady with the blue hair.
Zach!
This is distinguished silver, young man.
And it looks wonderful on you, Mrs. Hubbard. It matches your eyes.
Are you aware that you're wearing a Brooks Brothers suit when it's really Gucci Monday?
Kids, you know, I don't really have time for them.
Lou looks on with JD. Zach's in Philip's office.
Sit here. Draw.
Zach takes felt tips from a tin while Philip sits at his desk and flicks the intercom.
What?
Do you have a minute, Miss Hufford?
For an apology, yes.
Philip carries his sketches to the door where Lou blocks his path.
New intern, Philip?
It's my nephew, Zach. Listen, can you please watch him while I go get these comps mounted?
That is not in my job description.
Mrs. Hufford storms off.
Hello? What? There's an angel.
Okay, thanks. Just keep an eye on him.
Philip leaves Lou watching Zach and goes into an office full of art supplies. Philip lays his first sketch face down and picks up a can of spray mount. He flips his tie over his shoulder and holds his nose. He sprays the back of the sketch, then turns it over and mounts it on a sheet of black card. In Philip's office, Lou takes pictures of Philip's sketches on his mobile phone.
What you drawing, Zach?
Philip holds the mounted sketch up, then, with a frown, peels it off the card. Lou crouches with Zach.
Aw, look at that. That is a cool airplane. Probably needs a little red for the taillight, don't you think?
Zach reaches for a pen from his tin.
Oh, no, not those. Use the good ones over there. Uncle Philip loves to share.
Philip measures the sketch to remount it on the card. Lou leads Zach to the pens on Philip's desk.
Look at all those colors, huh? Fantastic. Choose. What is this? Is it a flying taco?
Tacos can't fly.
Yes, they can, Zach. All it needs is really big wings. That's right. Have a seat. Yeah, and don't forget the blue. All tacos need a little blue. That's nice. That's good.
Lou watches Zach draw on Philip's ad. Philip returns.
Philip?
Lounging in a chair, Lou smirks. Zach shows Philip the red wings he's drawn on the taco.
And when the fuselage opens, out comes the guacamole.
Guacamole. See you later, Zach.
See ya.
Zach sits scribbling on a pad. Philip talks with JD.
I'm sorry that the drawing was ruined. I'll have another one for you tomorrow morning.
Oh, probably shouldn't if you're going to be driving the kid around the rest of the day.
I have a babysitter lined up for Wednesday. I won't be at the focus group.
Securing a babysitter's hardly cause for celebration. Lou can handle the pitch if you've got other obligations.
No, I can do it.
It's just bad timing with your sister and all. Maybe you should sit tight and wait for the next account to come our way.
No, I want this more than anything.
Look, Philip, the focus group's in 2 days. Go to the funeral tomorrow. Don't worry about us. Take the time to mourn her loss. You're the most talented art director I've worked with in years. You see things differently than the rest of us. I don't know how exactly. All I know is you have a gift. I just don't want to see it go to waste.
JD walks around his desk to stand close to Philip.
You're so close.
I won't let you down.
JD smiles.
Don't let yourself down.
Philip turns to look at Zach. Zach and Philip stroll past a row of World War II fighter planes at the side of a runway where passenger jets are coming in to land.
Look at that one! It's a Boeing 767!
Zach, I brought you here because there's something I need to tell you. Something very important. Something I probably should have told you sooner. It's about your mom.
Mom's coming home! She's on an airplane!
Philip stops Zach.
No. She's not on an airplane. Zach. Your mom is in heaven. Look at me. You need to look at me. Now, I know that this is very hard. But there was an accident, Zach. Your mom is gone. She died, Zach. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look! It's my Zach. Mom's plane!
Zach! Mom! Zach, no!
Mom!
Zach! Zach! No! No!
That was a big one!
No!
It's my mom's plane! Mom! It's me! I'm over here! Mom! It's me! Mom! Mom!
It's okay. It's okay. It's gonna be fine. It's okay.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Zack stands with Philip and other mourners beside Jill's coffin in a sunny graveyard while a preacher reads from a Bible.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk
through the valley. Where's Mom?
Zack looks up at Philip. Roy, Holly, and other mourners watch Philip expectantly.
Don't you remember what I told you yesterday?
Is she at home?
No. No, she's in heaven now.
Did gravity take her?
Philip's eyes glisten with tears. He glances over his shoulder at an angel statue, then back to Zack.
I will dwell in the house.
No. The angels took her.
But she never hugged me goodbye. My mom always hugs me goodbye. And listen to
our prayers. I'm so sorry, Zack.
Zack's face crumples with grief as he holds the pink rose and stares at the coffin in front of them. Philip steps forward and lays his rose on the coffin lid. Zack and the others follow suit.
Until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister Jill forever. Amen.
Mom's not coming back, is she?
Philip shakes his head somberly.
Philip.
What is it, buddy?
I'm sad.
Philip puts his arm around Zack's shoulders.
Me too, little guy, me too.
Holly lays her hand consolingly on Philip's as she stands beside him. Later, Holly, Philip, and Roy watch Zack talk to the angel statue.
She sounded like a wonderful woman.
Yeah, she lived her life a little, Zack.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, honey. Such a beautiful service.
Thanks for being here. This is my cousin Rose.
Oh, how are you?
Now listen, honey, I have to get back to the boys, but we have plenty of room for Zachary. I think it's a much better place for him.
Okay, well, we'll talk.
Now you call me. You promise?
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Take care.
They watch Henry, Roy's little boy, hand Zack a flower.
I'm worried about Zack. I don't think he really understands what's really happened.
Well, just give him some time. He's a kid.
Thanks.
That's sweet.
Roy laughs as the two boys walk over the graves. Back at his desk in his apartment at night, Philip sketches a flower in a vase in felt tip. Philip puts the cap back on his pen and carefully places it back in the rack. He wanders across the lounge to where Zack lies asleep in his pajamas on the sofa, with Caesar at his side. Philip picks up Zack's sketch of yellow tulips, like the ones that Henry gave him. Philip smiles at sleeping Zack. Philip puts Zack's arms up around his neck and lifts his sleeping nephew up in his arms. Philip carries Zack through to the bed and lays him down, pulling the covers up over the boy. Caesar jumps onto the bed and settles to sleep at Zack's feet. Morning. Caesar yawns as he watches Zack and Philip stack the tennis balls into a pyramid. They take it in turns to slot the balls into a pattern of tiers surrounded by a Lego base. Zack puts the last ball on the top. They high-five.
Good job.
You too.
Okay, we got time for a quick lunch, and then I need to get to work.
Okay. Good boy.
Zach opens the fridge and takes out the jar of sliced pickles he brought from home. He smiles as he carries it to the table where Philip serves him a burger and fries.
Here you go. What?
Mom says it's not polite to start before everyone is ready.
Oh, sorry.
And no elbows on the table.
Yeah.
Bernadette bursts in.
Finally.
She stands at attention.
I'm really sorry, but I can't babysit your nephew today.
What? Why not?
The Applebee's, they went to Palm Springs an hour ago, and I said I'd watch their dogs until they got back. Betty gets separation anxiety when she's away from people for too long.
No. You can't do this. We had an agreement.
The Applebee's are my best clients and my dad. My financial consultant advised me to put the needs of my best clients first.
Why don't you just take Zach with you to the Applebee's? What's wrong with that? You know what? I think that this provides a perfect cross-selling opportunity for you. Besides, you would be doing me a huge favor.
A smile spreads across her face.
Okay. That's what friends are for.
Philip strolls into the Blue Diamond office.
Very good. Excuse me, they're waiting for you.
Hit the ball, drag Harry. Philip Fielder, Cowboy Bob.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey. Put a little giddy up in that handshake, partner. We can't have you prancing around with a squeeze like that.
Looks like the show's about to begin.
Good. Glad to see you got everything under control, Philip.
Don't worry. Caesar's used to being alone all day. And besides, Betty and Eugene, they get too excited when they have dog visitors. I do not want them to break anything.
Bernadette leads Zach into an apartment.
Now, I'm willing to forget about the cat incident if you are.
They shake hands. Zach enters the apartment as two golden retrievers emerge.
Hey! No, I told you, Mommy and Daddy aren't going to be back until Friday.
At the Blue Diamond focus group.
It's good.
Not too hot.
Those are habanero peppers, and they are not cheap.
Let's hear them out.
Anyone?
They watch diners eat.
Well, the cups are too small.
Hey, pass me that.
I get thirsty when I eat.
Okay. Cups too small. Salsa a bit too spicy. How would you compare Cowboy Bob's tacos to other Mexican food?
Tastes good.
Philip watches two surfers load each other's plates.
Here.
Hey, look at those two guys over there.
Ah, well, I put it away too when it's on somebody else's dime.
No, there's something else going on there. It's like nothing else matters. They're sharing, recommending what to try next.
What do you got in that?
Not quite sure.
Philip squints as he looks through the glass at the diners in the focus group. Taco Bob, a burly gray-haired cowboy, swaps looks with JD. Philip strolls out of the lift to his apartment door. Philip opens the door to carnage. Feathers drift to the floor as a dog rips the stuffing from pillows while Zach gallivants around. Another dog eats from the fridge while Caesar sits on the sofa.
Zach? What is going on here?
Caesar and I invented a new game!
Oh, hey, Caesar, down! Get down! Go on! You know better! Bad dog!
Bernadette hides kitchen roll behind her back as she hurries in.
What has happened here? What are you hiding?
Betty had an accident.
Not on my Persian rug.
I'm really sorry. I mean, everyone's just been so excited. It's really hard work looking after these guys.
Believe me.
I know.
Money.
Here. Just take this.
I cannot take that. I feel horrible about the mess.
I cut what happened in here. Is everything okay?
No, it's not. Look at this.
Holly, come play with us.
Hey, no. Listen. Your playtime is through, okay? You're gonna go in there right now, you're gonna brush your teeth, and you're gonna get ready for bed.
Oh, Betty's giving me her look again.
Well, then go. Hurry, get her out.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Come on, Betty.
Brush
you
her.
Can do it. Just hold on.
Holly shuts the door behind Bernadette while Zach goes to the bathroom.
How am I ever gonna clean this place up, huh? What am I gonna do? I can't. This, okay? I am not equipped to deal with him.
Philip, accidents happen, okay? He's just a kid.
My cousin Rose thinks that I should enroll him in a school for developmentally challenged.
You know, maybe you could get him retested. At least then you'll know what specific issues you need to deal with.
They start to clear up.
He'd be better off with her in Fresno.
Fresno?
Yeah, there's some kind of a special school in the neighborhood.
Enough to go live in Fresno. There are trained experts right here who can help you take care of them.
I don't know.
Thursday night's Mexican night. That said Tex-Mex.
Well, Mex stands for Mexican. Tacos, burritos. What do you think you want? Hi.
I want what you drew.
Well, I drew a lot of stuff.
What would I like?
I don't know.
But you drew the food. What tastes good?
Well, I've actually never eaten here.
That's weird.
You know, you're right. Okay, we will have a taco, a super taco, super soft taco, burrito, green chili, tamale grande, fajita machismo, fajita gordo, enchilada ultima, and a tostada.
Would you like fries with that, sir?
Yes, please.
Their Taco Bob's table is heaped with food.
Here's the deal. Thank you. All right. You can eat as much of this as you want, but tonight, you need to let your Uncle Philip get some work done, okay? Deal?
Deal.
Zach blows the paper off his straw at Philip. Zach smirks as Philip tucks his napkin into his shirt. Zach picks up a burrito.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to wait until everyone was ready to eat.
One little bite.
Philip watches Zach turn the burrito over, looking for a bite hold.
Here, let me get that thing started for you.
Philip takes the folded bread and takes a bite.
Hmm. Your turn. That's not too bad for fast food. How's it taste?
Humongous.
Back at the apartment, Philip's in his shirt and tie.
You remember our deal, right?
Let Philip get some work done tonight.
Right.
Philip starts a video camera on a tripod facing him.
Okay.
He backs away, straightening his tie, addressing the camera.
Hey, Cowboy Bob. Hello, Mr. Rucker. Hello, Bob. Once again, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Hi, Bob. Philip from the other day. Cowboy Bob.
Zach watches Philip turn towards a mirror, holding up ties.
Bob, I was reviewing my notes from the focus group.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Listen, I thought we had a deal. I'm trying to prepare for a meeting.
You're not very good at talking to new people, are you? We're a lot alike.
Oh, we are we?
Yeah. We both have the same last name. We both like to draw. And we're both being filmed. And we both like Taco Bob's.
Morning. Holly opens her door to find Philip kneeling, tying Zach's shoelaces. She winks at Zach, who smiles and winks back.
Hey.
Hey. So none of that funny business you pulled with Bernadette, right?
Bernadette Jules.
I think you mean Betty, the dog.
No. Bernadette. She drools when she's angry.
I think I can handle him.
All right, you remember the right way to check gravity?
Yep.
Okay.
Much better. Firm handshakes make good impressions.
Good deal.
No kiss goodbye, dear?
Thank you very much. I owe you one.
Wait. 11:30, right? I have a surgery.
Yes, I promise. 11:30. I'll be there.
Bye.
Promise. Bye-bye.
Zach stops in Holly's doorway.
What? The gravity is okay in here, right?
Well, it better be. We don't want any of Bernadette's drool on the ceiling.
Philip shakes Bob's hand.
Not bad.
I've been practicing.
Yeah.
Lou.
We are on an accelerated time frame here, so the sketches are a bit rough.
You've had 2 days. What else you been doing?
I think you'll see.
A snowboarder ad.
Extreme food for extreme people. New extreme tacos. Look at the energy, the motion, the dichotomy of waves.
Bob and JD swap looks. Ooh.
Try our new catch of the day. Catch some of our new fish tacos. Can't you just see him pulling that trout right out of the lake? Look at the passion. Reminds you of those surfer dudes at the focus group, doesn't it? It's outstanding.
Bob looks unimpressed. Zach swings upside down in a playground by Holly.
Zach, come here.
Why?
Because your uncle would be furious if you fell on my watch.
Zach swings down from the climbing frame and goes to Holly.
Why?
Because he loves you.
Really?
Of course.
Holly?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know my mom?
No, honey, I never met her.
I really miss her. But sometimes when I'm sad, me and Philip talk about her. And that makes me feel a little bit better.
Holly smiles and hugs him. Back in the Blue Diamond boardroom, Lou continues his pitch.
A darkened city. Middle of winter. Streets utterly dark. Suddenly, the sky flashes an orange glow. It's Señor Super Taco Grande swooping down from the sky in order to help those who are hungry and or not in the mood for tacos.
Bob sees Philip check his watch.
Hot date?
Oh, me? No.
Well, look, if there's something you're more passionate about, well,
No, I'm...
Holly brings Zach to Mrs. Hufford.
Excuse me? I was wondering if you can tell me where Philip is, please.
He's in a very important meeting in the conference room.
The conference room?
Uh-huh.
Where's the conference room?
That young man has already been warned about speeding. No, they're doing a new business pitch.
Holly bursts into the boardroom.
Hi, would you all excuse me? See, it's not that hard. I said it. The question is, why couldn't you?
All
you had to do was just ask.
We're in the middle of a meeting. Can you let's take this outside? Come on, here's come on. Heart. Excuse me, Bob. I'll be right back.
Bob nods, seething.
That boy's on a pretty short leash, huh?
Okay, Lou. Take it away.
You got it, JD.
I told you I had a surgery at noon.
I know, but you can't. Look, you cannot just come barging in when I'm in the middle of a very important meeting.
You know what? You can't just assume that someone will always be there to cover for you.
I know, I just...
Goodbye, honey.
Night. Philip sketches in the apartment as Zach plays ball with Caesar. Philip raises his hands as he glances up in exasperation.
Every teacher had a share.
Guys, please keep it down over there, all right? I'm trying to get some work done.
But you work every day.
Zach stands by Philip's desk, staring at him.
Do me a favor, all right? Would you take these pens and go draw me a picture? Go sit down right there.
Zach takes his pad and tin of pens to the coffee table while Philip sits back down at his desk.
What color should I make the sky?
Blue.
Cobalt blue or indigo?
Cobalt.
What about the grass?
Green.
Emerald green or forest?
Zach, you're a big boy, all right? You can figure this out for yourself.
But my mom and I always draw together when we're at home.
Well, I am not your mom. I'm your uncle, all right? And when you're in my house, you do things my way.
Zach smarts, then runs off. Philip stares after Zach forlornly. Sitting behind the screen wall of his bedroom, Zach perches on the edge of the bed, staring at the framed photo of him and his mum. He turns it over. Written on the back is, "Home is where the heart is. I'll always be there. Love, Mum."
Thank you.
Morning. Traffic passes below the apartment. Zach stares ahead as he sits with Philip at the breakfast table.
You're gonna have to do something, Zach. Come on, have some orange juice.
Philip shakes his head. The oranges have been arranged in a pyramid in the bowl. Philip's back at his desk. Zach peers around the bedroom screen as Philip has his back turned away. Zach sneaks down into the lounge, carrying a backpack over his shoulder. He ducks as Philip turns and screws up some of his work angrily. Zach rises as Philip turns away again. Zach puts his finger to his lips as he passes Caesar on his way to the front door, then sneaks out. Caesar looks round at Philip as the door closes silently. Zach emerges from the apartment block onto the street and hurries off up the sidewalk. He peers along the side of a bus as a passenger gets on at the front, then sneaks on through the exit doors further down. Zach takes a seat as the bus pulls away. He takes the photo from his bag and tapes it to the seat beside him. Zach takes a tennis ball from his bag and twiddles it in his hands. Caesar trots to Philip's desk.
What? Go on, go play with Zach.
The bus, marked San Bernardino on the front, crosses a steel bridge on its way out of the city, the skyscrapers looming in the distance downtown. It drives under a freeway sign for San Bernardino. On board, Zach gazes out at the skyscrapers as they recede into the distance. Caesar sits by Zach's empty bedroom as Philip works at his desk.
Zach, are you mad at me?
Caesar sits up. Philip caps his pen and rises.
Listen, I'm really sorry I have to work so much, Zach, but you know, if you and I are going to be living together, we're going to have to learn to talk things out when we're both upset.
He wanders to Zach's bedroom and peers around the partition. He sees the bed neatly made and the room empty.
Zach! Zach, I am too busy to play hide-and-go-seek.
He looks inside the closet. Then, in the bathroom... Philip marches down the corridor to Holly's apartment and raps on her door.
Hello? Yeah, who's this? Hey, Roy. Hold on, please.
Hey.
Where is he? Is he here?
Listen, Phil.
No.
Phil, Zach is at Jill's.
He's where?
Yeah, Henry and I were just driving home, and we saw the front door open at Jill's house. Oh, don't worry. He's fine.
What's going on?
Philip broods as he drives Holly down the freeway in his open-top Merc.
Hey, relax. Roy said he was fine.
What the hell is wrong with me? I can't even...
Hey, sometimes parents go through this.
I am not his parent.
Why are you acting like one?
Holly raises her eyebrows and cocks her head quizzically.
Oh,
thanks, Roy.
Hey, Phil.
I don't know what I would have done if something had happened.
Well, I'm just glad to help you. How you doing?
How did he get here?
Caught the bus.
Are you serious?
He and Jill used to always catch the bus to Van Nuys Airport.
God.
Jeez, I'm just trying to get some work done. Next thing I know, I really blew it.
No, look, Philip, you're doing a great job with Zach, all right?
Now, these last few days have been a real struggle. I don't know how you do it with Henry.
Roy and Holly swap concerned looks, then follow Philip inside. He finds the boys asleep on the sofa bed.
Let's get him home.
Philip stands over Zach, then gently lifts the photo from Zach's clutches. He smiles sadly, then turns the frame over and reads the inscription on the back. He passes the frame to Holly and scoops Zach up into his arms.
Where are you? Come on. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You take care.
The sun sets as Philip drives Holly and Zach back along the freeway, Zach asleep in the back. Holly turns in the passenger seat to look at Zach with a smile. She looks at Philip, who glances over to meet her gaze, then looks at Zach in his rearview mirror. Back at the apartment...
Hey, Caesar, sweet boy.
Philip carries Zach over to the bed. Holly pulls back the sheets as Philip lays Zach down.
Henry is back at his home.
Where am I? Am I home now, too?
Philip smiles and nods.
Get some sleep.
Philip and Holly stand together looking down at Zach as his eyes close. Their eyes meet. Then they look down at Zach again as they walk away. Philip takes out his mobile phone. He glances back towards Zach's room as he speaks into the phone.
Hi, it's me. I'm sorry I'm calling so late. Yeah, I made a decision.
Morning. Philip stands in a jacket and open-neck shirt, clutching a mug of coffee, as Zach clears away his breakfast things. Zach carries his bowl and glass through to join Philip in the kitchen area. Philip watches forlornly as Zach loads the dishwasher. Zach looks over at Philip. Philip smiles sadly. Zach shuts the dishwasher door, then wanders over to face Philip across the kitchen worktop island. Philip drives Zach downtown.
Where are we going?
We're going to your cousin's house.
Why?
You're going to live with them for a little while.
How long?
From now on.
I'm sorry I was bad. I won't run away anymore.
That's not it.
What is it then?
I don't know how to take care of you.
I'll be good, I promise.
I know you will. I know.
A kid swings in the shade of a large tree as Philip and Zach drive towards a clapboard house. dumpy middle-aged Rose bounds out in a pinny.
Oh, here they are! Well, welcome!
Here he is.
Well, hello there, Zachary. Yeah. Hey, boys!
What?
Boys, come up here and say hello to your cousin Zach.
Whatever. Here, throw me the ball.
Oh, well, boys will be boys, huh? I'll introduce them later when they're all tuckered out.
Here are all of his clothes and his favorite tennis balls.
Oh, he'll be just fine.
Okay, well, bye. I'll come and visit you, I promise.
Zach looks back sadly at Philip as Rose leads him inside by the hand.
This is the right place for you. Really, it's going to be great. Get all of this room to run around with cousins and dogs all day long.
Plenty of room, yes. Dogs, no. I'm deathly allergic. I sneeze just thinking about dogs. Well, come on inside, honey. You can keep me company while I fix dinner.
Philip sighs as he watches Zach go inside. He nods to himself, then heads back towards his car. He leans on the driver's door and bows his head forward. Zach appears at the lounge window and gazes out at Philip. Philip looks back at the house and sees Zach staring at him. Philip slips his shades on as he gets into his car and reverses away. Holly meets him on his way out of the lift.
Hey.
Hey.
And where's your little co-pilot?
Oh, I left him at Rose's.
Oh, for how long? I was hoping we could go to the park later on today.
I decided to give up custody.
No, you didn't, Philip.
Well, Rose can take better care of him than I can. He's got three cousins to run around with, and,
Philip, that boy loves you.
You know, it's really easy for you to stand here and say that I should just put my life on hold to raise a child. Look, even if I tried my hardest to raise Zach, I would still end up doing a terrible job.
No, that's not true.
I don't know the first thing about kids.
You know, it's okay if you don't know all the answers. Sometimes you just have to take the chance. Well, good luck with your big pitch. I guess you finally figured out what's important to you.
She pulls his apartment door closed. Zach sits miserably at the table outside with Rose's family.
You need to eat something, Zachary. You know, lima beans will give you strong muscles like your cousins have. All right, then, why don't you go on upstairs and get ready for bed.
The family carry on eating as Zach trudges off. He climbs into a treehouse. Zach sits beside his pyramid of tennis balls, then smashes them with his bag. Philip sits alone on his sofa. He stands and picks the photo of Caesar up off the coffee table and turns towards the bookcase to replace it. He sets it back down on the coffee table where Zach left it. He wanders to the video camera and turns it on.
Once again, Bob, I would just...
He watches the playback of himself on TV.
Bob, what wonderful insights you had the other day. In fact, I was able... You had wonderful insights the other day, Bob. Bob, you know, it's been a real honor. And
Caesar.
Last night I had some time.
Come here, boy. Look over.
Caesar remains on Zach's bed.
Bob, last night I was reviewing Caesar? My notes.
Caesar, breakfast time.
Caesar jumps up at Zach's voice on TV.
Okay, no starting until everyone's ready. Okay, eat up. Okay, eat up. There's plenty to share. Now we're a big, happy family. Sharing a meal together. Just like Philip and I do every night.
Philip watches Zach on tape feeding the three dogs.
After breakfast, we'll play, okay?
Caesar sits watching the TV with a tennis ball in his mouth. Philip watches dewy-eyed. Day. Taco Bob sits with Philip, Lou, JD and other Blue Diamond execs in the restaurant Philip brought Zach to.
Well, if y'all's final pitch is half as good as your choice in restaurants, we'll be able to do some business here.
I'm sure you'll be pleased. Philip, take it away.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of ideas here.
Philip half-heartedly picks up his pitches.
Cowboy Bob's Tacos. Party. Wholesome. Cowboy Bob's Tacos.
What else you got, son?
Lou, why don't you show Bob your idea?
You got it, JD. What I was thinking of originally was something more on the lines of...
Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. Bob, people are not going to come to your restaurant because of some funny ad campaign. No magic logo is going to make people want to try your food. What your customers have in common is sharing a meal together. Just like those surfers did back at the focus group. Your portions are huge. I've eaten here, I know. People have to share when they come to your restaurants. And then it becomes more than just a quick bite to eat. It becomes what a meal used to be. Time spent together.
Bob watches Philip walk back to his pile of pitches.
You're not just buying food here. You're buying time with a friend. A conversation with a loved one. Moment with someone you really care about.
Bob frowns as he watches Philip sit beside him and scribble on a blank pad. JD and Lou lean over, intrigued.
Cowboy Bob's Tacos. Eat up. There's plenty to share.
JD looks at Lou, who shakes his head as Bob takes the paper.
Eat up. Plenty to share. Always have seemed like a different kind of shop. I'll be honest, choosing to come here to make your final pitch instead of a regular conference room was a big gamble. I like that. You get it, he gets it. Cowboy Bob's Tacos would like to make you our official advertising agency. All right? Congratulations.
Bob, good choice.
Good job, son.
Thank you.
Good job. Really good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help, too.
Bob ignores Lou in JD.
Eat up. Eat up. There's plenty to share.
Where'd you come up with that? Doesn't matter. I knew you'd come through. We got time for a little drink before the flight. My guess is you're going to like the Four Seasons Atlanta. 24-hour room service, 600 thread count sheets.
JD pours champagne.
Look, I was going to tell you the good news after takeoff, but it looks like you need some cheering up. I got the okay from upstairs. You're the new creative director on Cowboy Bob's Tacos. You heard right. I'm making the official announcement to the agency next week. Bob is thrilled about it.
Well, everyone really pulled together on that, didn't they?
Do you know what this means? We're setting you up with creative control of our largest account. Not to mention a bonus big enough for you to buy a whole new wardrobe, first-class travel to and from Atlanta.
It's really great, JD. Really.
Philip stands and wanders towards the window, gazing out downtown.
I've always shot straight with you, Philip, so I'm just going to come out and say it. You did the right thing with that boy. Seriously, I just can't imagine you raising a child.
Why can't you imagine me raising a child?
It was a compliment. You don't remember coming into my office every day for the past 5 years and begging me for a chance like this? You finally got your dream account. It's time for you to cut your piece of the pie.
How's your piece of the pie looking, JD? Oh,
come on.
62 years old, no wife, no kids. I can only imagine how much you've been able to put away. I guess there really is no right time to start a family, is there?
J.D. rises and steps towards Philip.
Now, come on. It's time for you and me to get on that airplane.
J.D. pats Philip's shoulder with a smile. Zack watches a jet fly over as he sits at the table outside with Rose.
You know, there's more to life than airplanes and tennis balls, Zachary. All right, mister, you're going to have to do a better job on this tuna casserole. Come on, open up.
Philip appears.
It's Tuesday. Chinese food.
Oh, well, this is a surprise. Now, I usually don't allow unannounced visitors, but I guess it's okay as long as you don't make a habit of interrupting our routine.
Well, I was thinking that Zach and I might start a new routine.
Now, honey, I understand you might be having second thoughts, but you can't just come by and drop off Zach and pick him up according to your crazy work schedule.
Well, we don't have to worry about my crazy work schedule anymore. I want Zach to come and live with me.
But he's perfectly content right here. He's getting to know his cousins. School starts next week, isn't that right, hon?
Don't make this difficult. I just want what's best for Zach.
And so do I. And he clearly wants to live here. I mean, look at him. He hasn't even said hello to you. Honey, why are you trying to embarrass yourself like this?
Embarrassing myself is my specialty. What do you say, Zach?
Zach looks at Philip sheepishly as Philip sits at the table with him.
I really miss you. More than anything in the world. I miss building our tennis ball pyramids. I miss watching you draw. I miss having you in my life. So will you give me another chance? Come live with me?
Zach looks at Philip, then throws his arms around him.
All right. All right.
Rose suppresses a smile.
Hey, the gravity's good. I checked.
I know it is. I just wanted to give you a hug.
They head out to the car.
There's somebody else who's going to be very happy to see you.
Herbert! Caesar! Do you like him, Caesar? Aww.
What do you think? We can find some room for old Herbert in our place?
Rose goes inside, sneezing. Caesar's in the back with the tin dog. Zach and Philip swap smiles as they get into the car.
So tell me, what do you feel like? Some egg rolls, chow mein, what?
I don't really feel like Chinese.
But it's Tuesday. Okay. What do you feel like?
I don't know. You pick.
Okay. Hey. I got a cool surprise for you.
A private jet lands at an airfield. Philip and Holly drink Buck's Fizz at a restaurant table beside. Philip stands and takes Holly's hand as they watch a small propeller plane taxi past down the runway. They walk through the restaurant tables to the chain link fence of the airfield. They wave as the plane zooms down the runway and takes off. Inside, Zach, wearing a flying jacket and goggles, beams and waves at them from the co-pilot's seat. Holly hugs Philip as they watch the plane lift off. Zach watches the airport below them, with Caesar in the seat behind him. The plane soars into the azure sky. ITFC audio description by Toby Mace.
Thank you.